Well, the Red Red Robins have certainly been bobbing through the Northland this fall. Much of last week we were socked in with gloomy weather in Duluth, but a cold front started to move in Friday afternoon. So naturally, I was excited about what I'd find at the Lakewood Pumping Station when I headed out there before dawn on Saturday. The dark, overcast sky looked ominous, and for a few minutes I was afraid I'd be rained out. It never did rain, but it was sure a dark morning. Cars on scenic North Shore Drive kept their headlights on for over an hour after the sun supposedly rose. There were a few warblers making seeping notes overhead as I wrote down the weather data, and when I started officially counting just before sunrise, I had to scramble to count a few small flocks of robins and warblers flying inland along the ridge. It took a few minutes for me to realize that something extraordinary was happening. The flocks of robins didn't stop. Normally, I write down individual marks for each bird, or numbers like 50 or 100 for flocks which I count one by one. But now I found myself writing down numbers like 2,000 and 2,500. I was still managing to count most of the flocks by twos, but more and more I was finding myself counting birds by fives and tens, and the birds kept coming. It's a bit of a trick to count thousands of robin specks flying over the horizon, but I didn't think I was missing too many of them until suddenly I looked up and realized that the sky overhead was also streaming with robins. I scanned to the west trying to find the beginning of the flock, but there were birds as far as the eye could see. So I started counting at the western horizon back to overhead and beyond to the east. Thousands. Then I rushed back to scanning the northern horizon where the robins were still flowing nonstop. Plus, I had to keep track of thousands of warblers also on the move, along with the odd sharp-shinned hawk and kestrel. I was missing an awful lot of birds, but I was counting an awful lot, too. After about an hour, Kim Eckert showed up with his bird identification class, and suddenly I had helpers. Kim counted robins along the ridge. He'd call out things like, 2,000 robins. Do you have those 300 warblers? 2 sharpies. 3,000 robins. 900 warblers over the tower. I tallied his birds between counting warblers along the ridge and everything overhead. We counted a greater percentage of the birds this way, but after 3 hours, Kim had to leave, and soon I was soloing again. By this time, my eyes were seeing specks everywhere, and my brain was reeling with quantification. But just before I went completely bonkers, a peregrine falcon circled right over my head half a dozen times, drawing my eyes from the robin specks like a magnet. After a magical minute, he tipped his wing at me and lit out for the territory, and refreshed, I turned again to the robins. All in all, I counted 93,948 migrants in 5 hours that morning, by far the all-time record for the pump house count. There were over 62,000 robins, 30,000 warblers, and a smattering of other things, too, like Lapland longspurs, pine siskins, crows, ravens, Canada geese, and bald eagles. It was frustrating to realize that I missed so many. If Kim could have stayed the whole time, we would surely have broken 100,000. By the time I got home, I was a wreck. I smacked right into a bag of sunflower seeds in the garage when I got out of my car and found myself counting the spilled seeds as I cleaned them up. It was a day I'll never forget, but then again, it was a day I just as soon didn't come again, at least until next year.
When the red, red rock comes, bah, bah, bah.
That was Trillium. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.
Comes, bah, bah, bah.